opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, here we are again. Another great afternoon. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. Welcome to another episode of the Might Radio Show here at DDB Radio, www.mightbroadcastddv.com. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, Minister Gloria Taylor. Welcome to Might Live. Also to Keisha Lynch, Might Live. We're glad to be once again in the studio again. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I want you right now to listen. I got a lot to cover today. Some great things. First of all, this Monday night, the Pastors Workshop, Clergy on Fire, the I Am Initiative. We're going to be having our ICU Recognition Awards Banquet. It's going to be April the 9th, this Monday night, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock at the Crossroads Community Center, 511 East 22nd Street. Tickets are only $20. It's going to be a dinner, music by Eric McKenzie, also my daughter Micaiah, Symphony McDuffie. There's going to be prayers, networking. We're honoring about 15 different leaders in the city of Patterson. This is a program you don't want to miss. You want to be involved with it. I don't care how near and far you are in New Jersey. You need to get here. And keep this in mind. We're not trying to reach everybody. We're reaching a certain core of people. I think I'm limited to only 150 seats. And I think I probably sold already 80 tickets. It's going to be a great event this Monday night at, of course, the city of Patterson. And the Pastors Workshop, Clergy on Fire, which I am the president. We're going to be beginning our new four-year term in the great city of Patterson. Please come out this Monday night. We're going to be honoring the great Della Fisher because we see her and her recognition of how she became aide to the new governor of New Jersey. We're going to be honoring also Sister Sharon Easton. We're going to honor her because we see her, for she has been promoted to lieutenant of the Patterson Police Department. We're also going to honor Mr. Tony Brown, who runs an outreach ministry called Street to Street, along with my son, Tawan Torres, Safe House Sports. We're also going to be honoring Dr. Chris Irving, who has been appointed as the new Passaic County Superintendent of Schools of Passaic County, Dr. Chris Irving. We're also going to honor Miss Ruby Cotton, who broke a record. She held three powers of position last year as city council leader, fourth ward councilwoman, and also mayor, and a black female. We're honoring her and telling her we see you for your great work. And then we were appointed another dynamic woman, a black woman, as mayor, Mayor Warren Williams, who has done an awesome job these last 6 months as mayor at City of Patterson. We're also honoring Pillar College, Dr. Schroeder, Brother Dominic, of now a full four-year college in the city of Patterson. This is all because of the Pastors Workshop, Clergy on Fire, a clergy group that will not be stopped by others, not stopped. Also honor the Pastor Jesus Sevilla, who get the Community Service Award. Regardless of the things he's been through and through the newspaper, we honor Pastor Jesus Sevilla because of his great work in the community. Also, we're honoring the Safe City Initiative. Brother Rick Prince and Brother Murray and Richard Reyes and of course, Jerry Speziel and all the officers who work with Reverend McDuffie, Dalton Price and Sharon, all the who work together to make this Safe City Initiative the most, one of the most powerful law enforcement things on the face of the earth. Also, we're honoring Miss Eileen Schaefer. I call her Dr. Eileen Schaefer. She's a new appointed superintendent of schools. Miss Jada Fulmore, the famous daughter of the famous Mr. Joe Fulmore. Glory be to God on the reentry program in New Jersey. She's done an awesome job with the reentry program in New Jersey. Also, our new appointed chief of police, Mr. Troy Oswald. Also, Youth Corps. And it might be someone else's a prize honoree, but don't miss it this Monday night, April 9th at the Crossroads Center. April the 9th, 6 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock, 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey. All tickets are $20. Please make sure you fill out the front and back of the ticket. And I suggest if you really want to go, you better inbox me because people are buying tickets. Because where can you go to get a nice dinner for $20? And we're coming out to pray network, and continue to forge ahead to continue to improve our great urban cities like Patterson and surrounding cities, and of course the Passaic County area. And so we're coming out, and we're not coming out to fuss about who's running for mayor, who's running for city council. We're coming to pray for anyone that's in the house. If you come out, we're going to pray for you. We're going to encourage you. I'm also going to honor a lot of my friends who have supported Pastor McDuffie for the last few years, who've been doing this before any officers came out. So if you're coming out, we ask that you come be a part of what we're doing this Monday night at the ICU Recognition Award Banquet at the Crossroads Community Center, 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, 07514. Tickets are $20. All tickets are the same. All right, no big eyes, no little U's, $20. If you have any questions, you can call 201-820-2014, 201-820-2014, and you can also inbox me for tickets on my Facebook page, or you can inbox me at 973-861-9612, 973-861-9612. Hello, Melissa Moore, God bless you. Maria, this M for you. Vanetta Gray, God bless you. Of course, my cousin, Keisha Lynch. And to my M318 circle, this M is for you. I want to share something with you that I started this morning on Might Live. I did part one at 11 o'clock to 12. I did part two from 12 to 1. And I want to speak to my audience today here on Might Radio Show about the law of asking, seeking, and knocking. And I'm going to try to come from a different perspective on my Might Live show, but kind of like give you a little bit what I was sharing. And of course, in Luke, the 11th chapter, glory be to God, Jesus was praying, and he was praying to the Father. And one of the disciples asked Jesus, "Can you teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples?" And then Jesus says something that we seem to miss in the scriptures. He said, "Pray in this like manner." He didn't say pray the prayer word for word. The Lord's prayer is more of what's on the mind of the Father as you talk to the Father, because the word prayer means to commune, to be in connection with. And so he starts by, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen." This is an Old Testament prayer before the day of Pentecost, before the birth of the church, before Christ dies on the cross. But it does not take away from the power of the prayer. It is explained to you what is on the mind of the Father when you're communing with him. And so what Jesus is doing, he is teaching disciples how to pray. Now, what we have actually done, we took the Lord's Prayer, we memorized it, and we quote it word for word. And I don't really believe that is what Jesus was trying to communicate. He is equipping his inner circle, his inner 12, his inner group with the ability, listen to me, with the ability to know how to touch and connect with God. And I think this is what we're missing. We don't know how to touch and connect with God. And touching and connecting with God is more than just praying and shouting and making noise. When I think about the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, he didn't just pray. He prayed as if everything depended on God, and he worked as if everything depended on him. And he was able to not only pray to God, but walk out his prayers. He mastered what I call the law of asking, seeking, and knocking. He was asking political leaders to help him. He was asking governmental leaders to help him. He had such an impact. He impacted John F. Kennedy. He had an impact to the point that the FBI was spying on him. He didn't do like church folks do, scream and shout all night inside of four walls. He came out and developed a grassroots operation mode, operated in the kingdom, and brought attention to the issues of that day. And even in the limited knowledge of the kingdom he possessed, he was able to bring what I call historical change. And a lot of times in our church circles, we have a tendency to be very ceremonial, really into the robes, the medallions, the first Sunday communion, you know, anniversaries. And I don't knock none of that. I just knock it when that takes the place of weightier issues. And I also knock it when I don't do what you do and you judge me based on what you do. Dr. King operated in what you call the law of asking, seeking, and knocking. After Jesus Christ is trying to equip them about the mindset of the Father, When you're aligning your prayers and walk with them, he gives them a parable after that. He says in verse 5, then he said to them, suppose one of you have a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine is going on a journey, has come to me. I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, sound like church folk, don't bother me. I'm not supporting you. I'm not giving no money to your ministry. Don't bother me, church folk. The door is already locked. It's 12 o'clock at night. I got my children in bed with me. I can't get up and give you anything. But verse 8 is the key to the law of asking, seeking, and knocking. I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him bread because he is his friend. Yet because of the man's boldness or his persistence or his continual knocking of being a nuisance, the man gets up and give him as much as he needs, which means there is a system that will always say no to you unless your no is greater, unless your persistence is greater, unless I'm not quitting. You could quit if you want. You could walk away. I'm not stopping. You could do what you want to do. And I'm not stopping my group because you leave my group, start another group. I'm keep on going. I'm going to swallow up your no. I am persistent in what I do. And this is why I love about Dr. King, because his peaceful marches, their prayer marches, their ability to do the Alabama boy buscott. This was a law of asking, seeking, and knocking. And due to their persistence and due to their boldness, and it was also called peaceful protests, their marches, which is really the law of giving. It shall be given unto you. Overcome hate with love. And more folks died and Dr. King peaceful protest versus Malcolm X, who says an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But both of these black men brought attention to issues because they refused to be silent. They spoke up. They didn't just pray. They stepped out of their comfort zone and moved forward in aggressiveness. And what I find out in the body of Christ, we just confuse nice with kind. Don't confuse nice with kind. Love is kind. Don't say nothing about being love is nice. Because Jesus said a lot of things against the religious orders of his day that didn't seem to be very nice, but they were kind. He told the Pharisees, woe be to you, you dead man graves. Woe be to you, you folks who give tithes, but you are so full of injustice. You don't speak up for the poor. You don't support the people that's in the poor and middle class. Woe be to you. So he spoke from the authenticity of his heart and brought power to issues. But at the same time, there was opposition, stoning. Some of the police officers were very unjust to the peaceful protest. There was Bull Connor. There were certain demon spirits moving to certain people, and they refused to give up. Water holes was turned on them. But they kept operating in the law of asking, seeking, and knocking. And I realize in the body of Christ, some of us only do something until it's uncomfortable. When it becomes uncomfortable, we quit. We give in. And we think because someone gives us a no, that's God's no. I realize in the body of Christ that sometimes when man says no, God says yes. And I love it when people tell me no. I love it when folks quit. I love it when folks walk out. Because when one walk out, God got 7 more to take their place. Don't you ever quit because someone else quit on you. Don't you ever drop the ball because your teammate get traded to another team. It is your job to stay fixed on the target, stay in the Lord's prayer, and stick with the Father. Because the kingdom come, that will be done, will swallow up every authoritative devil that will come against you. Jesus says that this man got that man to get out the bed after 12 o'clock and get him what he want because he was persistent and he was consistent. I started thinking about the past few years as the president of the Pastors Workshop and how successful we are as a growing clergy body and how God changed the whole way we look at clergy and its leadership and how God has given me a radical way of leadership that's quite impactful. And let me just give you a couple of record-breaking things we have accomplished in the past few years, even when folks quit and walk out on you. We played a historical role in leadership, not only of us, but all with some other faith-based groups and organizations to put the DR on Martin Luther King School 30. Thank you, Ms. Schaefer. want to thank God for bringing in a four-year college to the city of Patterson, Pillar College. That was a pastor's workshop, Clergy on Fire. Able to connect with Hohokus Trade School and able to connect with Eastwood College to help create training to make marketable skills for kids to get trade jobs. That was pastor's workshop, Clergy on Fire. Want to thank God for watching Marketing Ministries train up security guards to get new jobs through training. Steve Olympia Detective School, our brother Danny, the radio station I'm on right now, Clergy on Fire. I thank God that just because folks quit and walk out, true leadership don't quit, don't bow, don't break. And I don't owe no allegiance to anybody, allegiance to Christ and to my community. And when I find political leaders who got the heartbeat of the community and hold their word, that's who I pray for. That's who I stand for. And if a political leader is illegal and is wrong and is violating the word of God, I'll step to you in private and I'll deal with you in public. Clergy on Fire. This is the work of the pastor's workshop, Clergy on Fire. Pastor's workshop, Clergy on Fire, I want to thank you for the law of asking, seeking, and knocking, because now the adopt-a-school program is moving from school to school, Silk City, Panther, Youth Course, School 30, Don Bosco, School 12, you can just name it. God is moving. Now we're on a preschool. I think it's over on 15th Avenue. Pastor Sharon and Minister Danielle. This is because someone doesn't quit. You can't operate in the Lord's Prayer if you give up because someone told you no or someone turned you down. That's not how it works. You got to be so fixed on the target that no one can talk you out of what God showed you. You got to be a nuisance. You got to keep knocking. See that knock? You got to keep knocking until folks say, this guy going to drive me crazy unless I get him what he wants. And that's my game, is to be a spirit-filled nuisance. It's to pray to the Father and say, Lord God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. But I won't quit. I won't bow. I won't give in. I'm a tither. I'm a seed sower. Eat up the devourer. Rebuke the enemy and watch God. God move. I love to hear from people that tell me, no, it won't work. It's never been done before. No one did that. And I like to break records. I like to shake the foundations of hell. I like to do what Jesus did, show up in a religious system that's running illegally and tear it down. That's what Jesus did, man. I remember how many times I've faced the word no, and it's not possible. I told a story earlier today, and I didn't finish telling the story. I'm going to tell it now. I remember I went to Passaic County Community College, and I remember when I was working on my first 2 years of 60-something credits, I remember there was a class I needed, and I remember the lady behind the financial desk says, well, that class is crowded. They won't let anyone else in the class. I said, they won't let nobody else in. We even won't let anybody say, well, this crowd is overcrowded. They won't let, I said, okay. I said, do me a favor. What's the room in the classroom? She says, class 3, let's say 336. I said, okay, thanks, all I need. I got in line, and next day I went to the classroom, knocked on the door. The professor went, well, can I help you? I said, I'm in this class, and the class is crowded, and there was no desk. So I said, hold on a second. I went next door to the classroom and pulled the desk out and slid into the classroom, sat in the desk. And the professor said, what's your name? I said, Michael McDuffie. He wrote it in his book, said, thank you. Welcome to class. Thank you very much. I went to class for about 6 weeks, and the professor said, McDuffie, you know what? Your name was never on the original roll. I said, okay, well, put it in now. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. He wrote it in. I was told no at the financial aid, but went to class anyway. They billed me later. I paid the class later and got my 3 credits. If I had listened to the no, I would have been robbed of my credits. Don't always believe when folks say no, it means no. You got to be persistent in being a nuisance. This is how breakthroughs come. Well, Pastor Mike, they'll never bring a college to Patterson, especially a Christian college inside of a secular school. We're doing it. We're doing it. It's happening now. So when people start to tell you, what has the pastor's workshop done, check the record out, baby. Look at the fruit. It's not just me. It's partnerships. It's able to grow across the line between Republicans and Democrats. How to cross the line and make friends with people in high places, and it's not always swallowing your values and giving up your throat and your blood just to be accepted into a party. I hold my ground. I hold what my heart says, and I pray heaven and hell together. If you come against me one way, God says you scatter in 7 ways. We're going to take our first break and come back And I'm going to come back and talk more and more about the law of asking, seeking, and knocking when it pertains to the kingdom. Don't you take a no as the final answer. Fight and stand. Let's take a break. Come right back.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we back. Welcome back to DDV Radio. Thank you for listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And of course, you're also watching Mike Live. And I'm doing this thing on the law of asking, seeking, and knocking, and how this is one of the major keys to the kingdom of God. And I really, really bringing it on home, how easy the body of Christ is so easy to discourage because stuff is not going their way, or it doesn't happen as fast as you like, or we have the comparison disease. We compare ourselves to someone else. And so we say stuff like, well, Peter would say, well, what about John? And Jesus says, none of your business what I do with John. Concerned about what I need to do with Peter. And church folk and church leadership always like to compare themselves to someone else. So you have a church in the corner, your membership is 50, but the church in the corner is 150. So instead of you eating dinner or drinking coffee or meeting with that pastor, find out how you can share resources, we go into the old competitive mode. How can I outdo you? How preach you? Out hoop you? I out anoint you? How ignorant is that? We're on the same team, the same squad, and we always fighting. And keep in mind, a kingdom divided against itself will never stand. So if I call myself a man of God in Christ and you a man of God in Christ and we don't get along, we don't network together, then the body of Christ is not going to operate to the fullest capacity. You can call it what you want to call it. God bless you, Hawk Hawkins. God bless you, Felicia. God bless you, Sharina, my new M318 daughter. This M is for you, Sharina. God bless you. And so I'm teaching today about how not to get easy discouraged, how to operate in the law of asking, seeking, and knocking. When it looks like all hell is gone, most people lose in life because they quit so easy. They don't stand up. They don't fight back. But they quit to complain. They quit to say, well, Pastor McDuffie, I don't have enough money. And I'm in debt. You know, I never took a vacation. My kids don't go in no place. The furthest I've been is Patterson. You know, and you be asking, but God, why are these folk broke? Why are these folk so defeated? And God says, they quit too easy. They give up on stuff too easy. You know, you go to college and you get a couple of F's in your class, you drop out. And since you drop out, you still got to pay that financial aid bill. Why'd you drop out? Why you quit? Why you give up? Go back. Go get your stuff. We don't like to do anything if we fail. It's like we fail and we just give up. Why is that? Because we don't understand the power of the Lord's Prayer. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1 through verse 4, Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples how to pray. And to Kia Jefferson, he's not just using words. He's also applying a principle called asking, seeking, and knocking. He went to ask for bread. He seeked a neighbor. And then he also starts knocking. Okay, and this is very key. Asking, seeking, and knocking. And that's so key in this hour, because a lot of times when there's a need at hand and you don't have and you don't have the resources to give help to someone, so what you become is an intercessor and go ask someone else for help. That's asking. Then you seek your neighbor and you start knocking on doors. And when you knock and your neighbor first tells you, no, I don't have the support, I can't help you, be a nuisance. Keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. And you'll be surprised on what God will do for you. And I realize that a lot of times that's the difference between someone that goes to church versus that becomes the church. Because church is who you are. The church is not a steeple. Church is a people. But if you're not trained and equipped, Jose Marquez, if you're not trained and equipped that you are a people that's determined to win, you are always talk yourself into doom and gloom and woe is me. I never get a break. I'm never healed. I'm always going through. I never get married. My kids don't like me. I got the worst kids in the world. You ever find someone that don't operate in the law of asking, seeking, and knocking? They stop asking. They stop looking. And they don't even knock no more. They just kind of just lay back and became passive in their life. That's not me. I'm not doing that, man. I'm not doing that. Let me tell you something. I'm just sharing with you testimonies, man. I already shared in the past month, I've faced three individuals that were facing life and death situations. And all three of these individuals were healed, made whole because of a spirit of asking, seeking, and knocking. That means I didn't ask once. I went at it over and over. I drove around houses. I cast the devil down. I told the devil, back off. Remember Firestarter? We should control the fire. Back off. Back off. back off. I use the same word. I tell the devil, back off. You can't touch this person. And I shut the enemy down. I closed the door. I was persistent and consistent in my prayer and in my authority. I'm trying to tell you, this stuff will work if you step out on it. You know what I've learned? I've learned when it comes to Pastor McDuffie, how God uses me. I never have the resources first before I go to accomplish something. The way God uses me, Benjamin Knighton, is that I step out first with no resources, start making plans, and just start and start asking, seeking, and knocking, and things start to unfold. And what the Lord was teaching me is that, McDuffie, I'm training you to depend on me on a daily basis. He says, I'm going to make you so independent of people taking care of you that when you speak truth to power, they cannot manipulate and control your conscience. They cannot manipulate and control your standard. You'll always be able to live and speak the kingdom and go home at night in the bed and go to sleep and rest. Those individuals who sell their soul, sell their mind, sell their family just to get a position, they got to owe their life out, that's not going to be you. You're going to rest peaceful because you give tithes and offerings. You do what's right. You're not perfect. You mess up like everybody else, but you confess your faults and I forgive you. But you're going to be able to rest in peace because you are consistent and persistent in the kingdom of God. If I can communicate this to my president, if I can communicate this to my people, stop punking out. Stop giving up when it seems that all hope is lost. You know, if I can paraphrase something, I'm going to show you something. This is very deep, man. In the Old Testament, and I want to go there and read it. I want to come back to something else. Joseph had been sold into slavery. His brothers were stuck in Canaan, but there was a major famine in the land. And they was dying. Listen, y'all. They were dying in the promised land. How do you die in the promised land? Why is there a famine in Canaan or Palestine? I thought this the promised land. I thought this the land flowing with milk and honey. Well, guess what? God allowed a famine to hit this country. And the famine was so bad that even mothers were eating their children. That's how bad the famine was. And Jacob, the father who's older, and of course, he had already lost Joseph to a murderous incident of being eaten by an animal. So he was tricked and deceived to think so. And he says, we're sitting here looking at each other and we're dying. We need to go, watch this, ask, seek, and knock back in Egypt to find some food or we're going to die. Listen to me, church people. Listen to me, folk who love the Lord. Some of you are dying because you love the Lord, but you can't change a location for allocation. You keep doing the same old thing and getting the same old results and expecting different things. You got to change something. Got to change locations. You got to chase after some teaching that will blow your mind. And this is why it makes me scream how folk could do the same circle and want a different direction. Jesus says, when you operate in the Lord's Prayer, I need you to keep asking. I need you to keep seeking. I need you to keep knocking so doors will open. So you go to one door and the door is closed in your face. That doesn't mean that's the final no. Go to the next door. I don't understand it. Go to the next door. Go to the next door. You know, it really amazes me how folk can say they believe in Jesus, but they don't really believe in Jesus. They just believe to the place of comfort. You got to believe to the point that the only thing you got left is faith and faith alone. I'm trying to tell you. That daggone enemy devil, that little wicked demon, has trying to attack me since July of 2017 till March of 2018, trying to suffocate me financially, trying to scatter, trying to destroy me. I stood in the middle of my living room and quoted Psalms 37, quoted Psalms 91, quoted Psalms 27, got out my house and do walk by prayers, drive by prayers. I walked and delivered the kingdom circle 3.14159.26.53, irregular, irrational, irrefutable power, and spoke to the atmosphere and did it every day. Got up and drove around my job, tripped up the enemy, spoke with power. I'm telling you, and watch the enemy collapse before your eyes. Persistence and consistency is key to kingdom. You cannot walk away just because other folks walk away. You got to stand on covenant when it's the last thing you can stand on. You know, last night I was watching a documentary of Muhammad Ali. And they have this thing now where they bring these doctors on to try to discover what was the real reason why these certain actors or stars or athlete leaders died. And they showed me the whole life of Muhammad Ali, from his transformation from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. And, you know, and one of the things I thought was amazing by Ali, even though we don't know whether he died a Christian or not, because a lot of conversations folks have with God in their hearts, but he died. You can't judge nobody. But one of the things that Ali really showed me was his ability to stay in the ring and fight, even though staying in the ring and fighting probably cost him his life at 73, 74 years old. But he was determined to fight and go out the way he wanted to go out. Was it the wisest move? Let God judge that. But I really appreciate his tenacity to go out swinging the way he wanted to. And I realize that a lot of people in the body of Christ miss a lot of miracles and signs and wonders because they give up so easy. The doctors say, you got 6 weeks to live. Oh, I got 6 weeks to live. I'm going to die. Let me start writing my will out. Which means that you just took the doctor's word like God ain't got nothing to say. Well, I heard they're laying off everybody next week. I'm going to get laid off too. Why do you say the same thing everybody say? I thought we believers. When I used to hear people getting laid off, I would say, yeah, y'all getting laid off. I'm not getting laid off. I'll just talk out loud. I just say stuff like that. I remember one time I was working at Toys R Us, and I guess I told this story before, but it bears repeating. I remember they said, they only hire for Christmas help, Michael. And after Christmas help is over, they're going to lay everybody off. I would say to myself, they're going to lay y'all off. I'm not getting laid off. And I would just talk like this to be talking. And then God would say, now, when the boss come down the aisle, I need you to make friends with the boss. So when the top boss would come down my game aisle, I'll make friends with them. Asking, seeking, and knocking. I don't turn everybody into my enemy because they're not a part of my political party or my political group, which I think is one of the weaknesses of what we do. We need to judge people by their fruit and their actions, not by their political affiliation, which is one of the weaknesses of the body of Christ. God bless you, Mayor Keith Kazmark. God bless you. One of the greatest mayors in the state of New Jersey, Woodland Park. I hope Mayor Keith Kazmark is coming out to my dinner this Monday night, 6 to 10 o'clock at 511 East 22nd Street in Paterson, New Jersey. I love you to come, Mayor Keith, because I think you're one of the greatest. You're one of my role models in New Jersey and Woodland Park. God bless you, man of God. Sharon Pickney, God bless you. Keisha T. Smalls, God bless you. And those watch me, Elisha Cabalero, God bless you. And if you're watching my Might Live show, you're on, of course, DDB Radio. You can support me financially by gifting an offering, by downloading my Cash App and sowing a seed today. I really appreciate that. I'm praying over all supporters. Every gift above $25, you'll be getting a free copy, not a free copy, a paid pre-copy of my book, 177 Laws of Might, that's coming out this month. And I'll be also talking about this at my banquet this Monday night, that the ICU Recognition Award Banquet this Monday night, April 9th, 6 to 10 o'clock at the Crossroads Community Center, 511 East 22nd Street, Paterson, New Jersey, 07514. And I suggest you inbox me for tickets because tickets are selling. I've already probably sold close to 80 tickets. We got about 15 honorees, so we're up to about 100. And we probably got a room for another 25, 30 more. So I suggest you, if you want tickets, you better buy them now. Inbox me. But I'm looking at how easily church folks are persuaded and taken off their pulse because something doesn't happen the way they want it to happen. So when Jacob sends his sons down to Egypt to find food, they run into their lost brother they sold into slavery close to, 14 years. They thought he was dead. They thought they got rid of him, not knowing when they went to ask, they started knocking, they came into food, they saved their lives. And some folks will stay in the same location, stay in the same place, and die without asking, seeking, and knocking. My cousin, Minister Davin Wright, who I call one of the greatest ministers up and coming, my cousin, who's probably the age of my brother, Jay, he had something wrong with his back, which means that I think the backbone or the main frame of the back was like it was too thin, it wasn't thick enough, and it caused him to have problems. And if he didn't get it fixed or a certain operation, he'll be paralyzed, couldn't walk. And it was a time he was close to 400 pounds, and he was struggling, couldn't walk, losing his balance. And he had to go through a major, major operation. And but he had to lose so much weight. He told a testimony about 3 or 4 Sundays ago at Pastor William Cass Church. I had me in tears because he showed me that prayer is more than just talking. It is talking, but it's also a sense of action. Seeking doctors, knocking on doors, being persistent. Don't take one doctor's opinion, go to the next doctor's opinion. We don't like to do research. We don't like to do a journey with Christ. We want to just sit in the church, name it and claim it, and cry in the front and let Benny Hinn wave his hand over us and get us healed. And some of that happens. But I realize in 38 years of ministry that the unfolding of the kingdom unfolds differently for different people. And don't try to put everybody in the same box. And don't judge me because God don't use me the same way he uses you. I'm watching God heal my father, Isaac McDuffie, 85 years old, a cancer survivor. And the cancer tried to kill him again. And we had to rebuke it. So my mother's praying. My brother Ronald's praying. My brothers are praying. Grace Chapel is praying. M318 is praying. I'm driving around the house canceling the enemy. And his PSA level was up to 70. And within a few weeks after that, dropped to 0.4. Who does that? Because someone is persistent to operating in the kingdom of asking, seeking, and knocking. And we didn't depend just on one doctor. We went to the vet hospital. We highly recommend Dr. Afanja off of Broadway and Patterson. We went between 2 doctors, between 2 medical centers. And we dealt with the another place. You don't just always lock God down just to one way of looking at something. We don't like to do the asking, seeking, and knocking. Tara Jones, God bless you, woman of God. And many of you listening to me right now, you are broke today maybe because you choose to be broke. Maybe it's not enough for you to work that one job. Maybe you got to get 2 jobs. Maybe God wants you to create your own business. I just found out through President Crystal that I'm around about 3 or 4 professional cooks. Reese, Dorisha. And also I heard that her cousin is also a cook. And the Lord said, you got a whole circle of cooks around you. Then I ran into a man who owns a seafood restaurant called Buka's. And I met the owner of Buka's. And I said, man, why are you so successful in your Buka seafood restaurant? And this is what he said. I built a line of supporters over 20 years. I was consistent and persistent of treating my customer base very fair and very wise for 20 years. So whenever I stepped out to open up a restaurant, these faithful customers come along and support me. And what I learned is you don't get success overnight. You build a consensus or a crescendo over 15 years, over 20 years. True wealth is wealth accumulated over a period of time. And I've learned, Mary Fry Hall Johnson, I've learned that a lot of times, Maria, this image for you is that we want quick success, and that's not in the mind of the Father. That's not in the mind of Christ. It takes time to process. It takes time to build character. It takes time to find out who's for you, who's against you. You just have to stay consistent and persistent and don't quit and don't throw in the towel. This past week, I just reconnected to one of my spiritual dads, and that's the Pastor John Franco. He just wrote a book called By His Stripes, I Am Healed. And the back of the book says, By His Stripes, I'm Healed. Reverend John Franco comes to you with a wealth of knowledge, over 45 years of ministerial experience, walking in divine health personally for the past 40 years and relying completely on the Word of God for his health needs. He has dogmatic mindset that the Word of God always worked. Over the course of his ministry, he has seen the healing power of God deliver men and women from AIDS, glaucoma, cancers of all sorts, and multiple sclerosis. Reverend Franco's teaching ministry and anointing lies in the ability to reveal the covenant rights of believers and to minister God's healing power. His teachings come forth with simplicity and are packed with power as they compel the believer to walk in victorious living. Testimonies of financial miracles, terminal illness turn to health, and impossible situations becoming possible encompasses his ministry. He has held a Bible study for many years before pastoring the church in Patterson, New Jersey for 15 years. The Lord then separated him to a traveling ministry to teach the body of Christ what he has learned. In addition to teaching the Saints of God in the United States, Reverend John Franco has taught in many countries in South America as well as Europe. By his stripes, I am healed. I highly recommend this book. If you want to order this book, you can send me a $20 offer and request John Franco's book, and I'll get copies of his book, By His Stripes, I'm Healed. And this is the book by John Franco right here, and he has an anointing for healing. And I watched God heal through him, and I just reconnected to him. And I realized watching John Franco, he's a man of character, a man that, you know, I'm not going to give you his age, but he looks younger than me. I said, this guy is well-kept. I mean, John Franco is a well-kept brother, man. Look at this picture. It's amazing. You got to see this guy. Him and his wife were a blessing to my wife and I in our wedding. They prophesied and prayed over us. And they were a couple of pastors back in the day, Italian pastors, that opened the door to me when other pastors did not. So that's why I don't always look for my blessing inside of a color of a man. I look at my blessings inside of a spirit of a man, because there were people that was not of my color who helped me out. And so I'm trying to teach these things of being persistent and consistent, but also realizing God can give you different allocations in different locations. That's why you got to seek, you got to knock, you got to ask, seek, knock. Keep asking, keep seeking, but keep on knocking. And don't let one no block you. That's my word for the day. Now, I need for some of you who believe in God for something, I want to pray that you get your strength renewed. Get your faith back. Snatch back your gift. Go back to college. Get your diploma. Snatch your job back. Snatch your relationship back. Stop thinking because your girlfriend left you, God don't have another one. Stop thinking because you had a bad marriage, had a divorce, that God can get you another one. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Start speaking victory. Speak kingdom, and God will blow you away. I'm trying to tell you that this is a time to celebrate. I got less than 5 minutes. I want to once again invite anyone listening to me and watching me here at DDV Radio, www.mightradiobroadcast.com. This Monday night, the Pastors Workshop Clergy on Fire I Am Initiative is having the Recognition Award Banquet at 511 East 22nd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, at the Crossroads Community Center. Tickets are $20. And of course, we're coming out swinging. The newspapers will be there. We're going to be announcing the new 4-year term of the Pastors Workshop Clergy and Fire I Am Initiative. Glory be to God. Calling on clergy, deacons, trustees, people, apostles, become a part of the Pastors Workshop Clergy and Fire as we continue to adopt schools and change our city 12 blocks at a time. We're honoring about 15 leaders. Tickets are $20. Please inbox me. Also, in my closing, I have a book coming out this month called 177 Laws of Might, a 318-page book I'm completing and finishing up, and you can order a pre-copy of the book now on my Cash App, $25 or more. And there are 36 of you who says, McDuffie, I am going to plant a $100 seed in your ministry. I started out at 45, and now we're down to 36 more because someone believes in what I'm saying about plant your seed and watch God produce a harvest. So as I begin to close today, I want to continue to pray that God will bless anyone that would dare to sow a seed into my ministry. I prophesy to anyone that supports our banquet that God will give them back 100-fold. I prophesy, Lord God, that God, yes, Pastor John Franco was on East 18th Street in Patterson. Yes, that's him, Prophetess Ellie Wade. You got that right. I prophesy and pray over the I Am Initiative. Continue to bless it. Lord God, bless our banquet on this Monday. Not one empty seat. Lord God, and everyone that comes out and becomes a part, let there be a family affair. And I pray for all of our leaders coming out this day that we might have favor in their sight. And I pray, Lord God, if the enemy tries to lift his tongue against Reverend McDuffie or the Pastors Workshop Clergy and Fire, may you scatter them. If they come against me one way, may you scatter them in seven different ways. And think of a new clergy, new leaders. We claim a blessing for Della Fisher, Sharon Easton, Tony Brown, Chris Irvin, Ruby Cotton, Warren Williams, Pillar College, Pastor Jesus Sevilla, Safe City Initiative, Miss Schaefer, Jada Fulmore, Troy Oswald, Youth Corps. Lord God, bless these leaders and let there be a connection. Let there be a network. And I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to work together as one family. Thank you, Lord. That's right, Ellie Wade. Just like, I got tickets for you, girl. Don't worry. Anything my spiritual family need, you got it. I'm blessing the name of the Lord. And I'm speaking over Brother Danny. We're also honoring Danny for DDB Radio. This will be this Monday night, 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And all of y'all who love Danny, get your ticket. Come support Danny. He's getting an award for DDB Radio. And Danny don't even know about it. I guess he know about it now. But but I got to support a brother who speaks well of law enforcement. He got a voice for the men in blue, and I honor that. Amen. I also honor the voice of those who may have problem with police. I pray for you. But we've had a good connection with law enforcement as we continue to talk about the good police and exposing the bad ones. And so that's where prayer comes in. That's where networking comes in. And that's where the vocal voice, the local voice speaks from the faith-based community. Now, I got to begin to close out. I'm down the last 2 minutes. I think I got 1 or 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes, but I got 1 minute. I want to continue to ask you to keep McDuffie in your prayers. And I'm telling you, God is blessing the church, the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. We got service this Sunday, 9 a.m. to 11 o'clock at 356 10th Avenue at Jay and Jack's Restaurant. We meet from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Come out and hear me speak and teach God's word. And then we stay afterwards to bless the restaurant with eating breakfast together as a spirit of fellowship. I invite you to come out and be blessed. Let's not miss what God is doing. I got to close out. Thank you for tuning in to www.mikebroadcastddb.com. We'll be back to you next Saturday. Thank you for tuning in to the Mike Radio Show. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey top dentists for 2018, providing exceptional and compassionate care. The Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.